Good morning and welcome to another edition of Getting to Know You on your gospel radio station, KGLE. Creation Celebration is coming up in February, February 11th and 12th, sponsored by the Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. And in conjunction with that, we're talking with Eric Hovind. He's an international creation speaker, president and founder of Creation Today. And Eric, welcome to our KGLE microphones.
Jim, great to be with you today. Thank you.
And we are very happy that you'll be braving the elements coming north from Pensacola, Florida, and thus things are just a little bit warmer for you when you get here.
That would be a huge blessing. My Florida blood has gotten pretty thin, although last week we did experience the freezing temperatures, like literally below freezing. I don't know if you guys know what that's like up there, but when it gets below 32, it's not supposed to be in Florida.
Well, Eric, we were down to minus 30 degrees actual temperature, so we kind of have a little bit of an idea what you might have been feeling.
My goodness. Well, I did go to school in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, so loved the Northwest, really, really enjoyed it, and I really am looking forward to getting back out there and just spending some time and investing in people. It's a blessing for me to get to come out there and experience that again and have some fun. So looking forward to it.
Very good. Now, Eric, we are looking forward to the Creation Celebration and just want to mention it's February 11th and 12th. The 11th is a Sunday, and you'll be speaking at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 3 p.m. at the Glendive Alliance Church, and then on Monday, 7 p.m., so a number of opportunities to hear you speak. Now, you speak on creationism, you speak on a wide variety of topics, but first of all, let's go back to get a little bit of your biography and how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
One of my favorite stories to tell. I'll be sharing it in detail in one of the sessions there. I called my testimony God's glory because that really is what took place, which is what we want to see happen all the time. When I grew up in a Christian home, my dad is a famous evangelist, famous preacher and teacher, and I grew up becoming a product of the Christian environment. And I'm sure there's many moms and dads that can relate to this. They became a product of the Christian environment. So rather than really being a Christian, I just simply lived the Christian life. And it wasn't until I was 21 years old that God really began to open my eyes, and I began to realize I was the product of the modern gospel. And I had become simply who I was raised to be, and God had never really done a transforming work in my life, the work that only the Holy Spirit can do. No arguments. No sermon. Only the Holy Spirit can do a real transforming, life-transforming change. And it was in my 20s then that I truly became a follower of Jesus Christ, and old things were passed away, all things became new. And I look back now, and I travel to a lot of schools, a lot of Christian schools, and I want to encourage and equip the kids with the truth of the gospel from God's perspective. And I'll share more about that, but real quickly, if you have any listeners out there that have kind of grown up in that Christian home environment, and they're worried that they may be a product of their environment, I would encourage them to ask themselves the question that really God used to convert me and to convict me, and that is, was I repentant for my sins to God or to people? And I found myself repentant to my mom and dad, to my principal, to my pastor, to my brother and sister, to my friends, to my youth pastor, to my teachers. But God convicted me with the story of David when he was confronted with his sin, and he said, God, against you and you alone have I sinned. And I realized my sin was against God and God alone. And I had repented to people, but I really needed to repent to God. And God finally granted me that beautiful repentance where I could say, God, I'm sorry to you. Please forgive me and save me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. And that changed everything for me, and I rededicated my life to the Lord at 30 years old and said, I just want to spend the rest of my life equipping and teaching people to know the truth of who God is and defend him in a secular world today that wants anything but God. So I love what I get to do, and I'm thrilled that God has so graciously saved a sinner, a wretch like me. So that's a little testimony in a nutshell.
Oh, I appreciate that, Eric, and praise the Lord for his working in your life. Now, tell us how he then led you into your present ministry position.
Well, it was actually when I got done with college, I didn't really know exactly what I was going to do, and my dad said, well, you're going to travel and speak on creation for me. I got places I can't go, and you can go to those places and just present my material. So it was actually during that time that I began traveling and speaking. I have been doing that for almost 20 years now, traveling and presenting the truth of the gospel. And I guess it's really because of the life changes that I see, the testimonies that are written of people saying, with that information God used to change my life. And when you see lives radically changed because they realize, I'm not an accident, I'm created by God, I have a purpose, I am designed to glorify Him, I'm telling you, what you believe determines how you behave, and behavior changes. And it just, all glory to God for the fact that we can present information that He uses to change people's lives. And that is what has sustained me and kept me doing what I'm doing. When I know that this foundation, what we're doing, is the foundational message to every other message out there. I mean, we've got problems in our society today, you know, that are just abounding with the transgender issue, the who am I with the whole gender identity issue, the marriage debate. But everything comes down to, whose foundation are we going to stand on? Is it going to be God's word, or is it going to be man's word? And so the apologetics, or teaching people to defend the faith, comes down to a trusting God's word issue. And I've discovered that on every issue, political, social, society, any issue we deal with is going to come down to the foundation of, are we trusting God's word, or are we trusting man's word? And so presenting information that equips us to stand on God's word is, to me, the most important message we could ever be proclaiming in today's day and age.
That's wonderful, Eric. You also have an amazing website, and that is creationtoday.org. And as you go on that website, there's a video of you in, celebrating. Tell us a little bit about the ministry of Creation Today and the impact it's had.
Wow. Well, 10 years ago, I officially began Creation Today after growing up in under my dad's ministry, and I'm blown away, but humbled by what God has chosen to do through a few people here that are just dedicated to saying, hey, we want to see God be glorified. We have been blessed to watch God work in hearts and lives and communities, and seeing communities change. We've seen churches change. We get to travel to churches all over the world and present this truth. We produce a video program that goes out on tons of different, all but one continent, all but Antarctica. It's broadcasted, and the truth of God's word continues to reach out to people over the airwaves, the websites that we've produced, and then the latest thing is our film, the Genesis movie. It's called Genesis Paradise Lost, where it's a computer-generated 3D recreation of God creating the heavens and the earth, and you can actually watch it take place right in front of your eyes. And that, to me, is just a huge thing that God allowed our little ministry to be a part of, that has already reached over 130,000 people in theaters across America. And as it comes out on DVD next month, we're excited to see what God will do with this. So it's already been translated into 13 or 14 languages, and our goal is to hit as many as we possibly can, so that the truth of the foundation of God's Word, the very beginning of God's Word, can resonate around the world. When we trust the beginning of God's Word, it's easy to trust the rest of God's Word. And that's what we want people to understand and realize.
And of course, the movie format is very much current today and impacts a lot of people. What kind of response have you gotten from Genesis Paradise Lost?
It's been so encouraging to go to the Internet Movie Database, which is IMDb, and you go look up the Genesis movie on there. We put some of the reviews on our website on genesismovie.com. You go and read these reviews of people saying, wow, amazing, fantastic, leading the way. This was a low-budget film that was done with incredibly high value, so that when you watch it, you don't even realize you're watching something that was slaved over on a small budget. And the people responding to this, even people like wives, we had one lady say, my husband was an evolutionist going into the theater, and he was a creationist coming out of the theater. And those are the kind of things, and the equipping, the people that are saying, wow, I never knew all this science backed up the Word of God. And when you see these things, it bolsters your faith, and it makes you go, you know what, we do have the truth. And if we have that truth, I can be bold in confidently, not arrogantly, but confidently asserting that God's word is true and he can be trusted. And what it does is it gives people a foundation for witnessing, for doing evangelism, for soul winning, which is what God has called us to in the first place. So we find that apologetics and this method and this teaching using the science, using the apologetics, this teaching style equips people to do what God has called us to do, and that's to share the gospel.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. We're talking with Eric Hovind, and Eric is going to be a guest speaker at our Creation Celebration here in Glendive at the Alliance Church, February 11th and 12th. On the 11th, Sunday, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 3 p.m., and then on Monday, the 12th, 7 p.m. And Eric, can we kind of transition into what you're going to be presenting during your stay here in Glendive?
Wow. Well, I've got a plethora of information over 20 years of collecting data and then building on what my dad had done and other creation ministries have done. The amount of information that backs up the Word of God is pretty astounding, actually. I'll be presenting some of the newer stuff. There's new theories out called simulation theory, and it gets a little bit deep, but we'll make sure and keep it nice and fun for everybody. We'll be doing some science experiments, and the kids are going to absolutely love the science experiments that we do, teaching people how to do things that they've never done before. We'll be covering really some of the things that just remind us of the grandeur and the glory of God himself. In many ways, a couple of the talks we're going to back up and look at the big picture and say, okay, what am I really here for? I mean, this is a question we all struggle with. Why am I here? Who am I in this world? What is my purpose in life? So we'll be backing up and also answering some of the big questions of life and making sure we have God's perspective. And when we have God's perspective, that changes everything.
Eric, who should be at these meetings when you're here in Glendive at the Creation Celebration? Who do you want to see there?
If you are hearing this, then you and every single one of your friends need to be at these meetings. God will use it. Listen to me. God will use it to transform your life. I get the privilege of speaking all over the world, and I promise you, and it's not because of me, but the Holy Spirit does a work in people's lives, and you are going to want to be a part of this. So if you can hear this, if you got any kids, the kids are going to absolutely love it. I speak to youth groups and school kids all the time, so I will have no problem, I can assure you, keeping their attention from young all the way to old. We will educate and entertain and communicate the truths of God's Word to you in a very unique way. So you need to be there. This is going to be a fantastic celebration of God's creation, and you are part of that. That's the beauty of it. We are part of God's creation, and we're cherished, and we're prized above the rest of creation. So we're going to celebrate all of that together. It's going to be wonderful.
Eric, there are a number of creation ministries across the U.S., even in different parts of the world, and you have a real passion to see those ministries come together to work together.
Amen to that. The secular world seems to have a unified voice pushing the atheistic evolutionary worldview. If there's one thing the church needs today, it needs a synergetic voice saying, God created the heavens and the earth, you can trust the word of God. And so we actually began the Creation Network to help equip creation ministries to stand together. And the Creation Network has several different websites associated with it, including visitcreation.org, where you can see all the different creation vacation locations around America. It's got creationspeakers.org, where you can see the number of people that are out there like I am presenting these truths and equipping the body of Christ. It's got searchcreation.org, where you can, in one search, you search the top 43 apologetic websites in the world. So I mean, I'm passionate about pulling these ministries together, utilizing our resources and our technology and our minds together to go further than we could ever go individually, and I'm so excited about it.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that, and what a great thing that is when people of like mind work together rather than kind of focusing in on their own individual thing. That's important as well, but the unity of the body of Christ is so important.
Amen to that. Well, this is That's the goal, and there are in the body of Christ. I know there's you got all the different parts, and we want to be one of the parts that just kind of pulls and makes everything be a catalyst to make it all work together to accomplish more and to be a well-oiled machine.
Very good. Now, tell us again about your website and about resources. Now, you have a vast array of resources available at your website.
We do. We encourage people to study, to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And like I said, the number of resources and the amount of information available on creation and science today is just astounding. And so we make literally hundreds of different books and DVDs, study materials available on a variety of different apologetic topics in order to equip the saints, in order to equip believers to know why they believe what they believe. And creationtoday.org produces tons of resources that are available for free. We also produce resources that you can get with books and DVDs to help you not only equip yourself, but equip your family, equip your church, and train up this generation to stand against the secularism that is so overwhelming our society today.
Again, we're talking with Eric Hovind, and he'll be the guest speaker at this year's Creation Celebration here in Glendive at the Glendive Alliance Church, sponsored by the Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. February 11th and 12th, on the 11th Sunday at the 9 a.m., 11 a.m. services, and then 3 p.m. service in the afternoon, and then on Monday the 12th, 7 p.m. meeting at the Alliance Church, and it's going to be a great, great time, as you can tell, and Eric will be there and sharing so much. You can ask all the questions you want, and Eric, you have all the answers, right?
If not, I know where to get them, so we will discover it all together, for sure.
Eric, we're looking forward to meeting you in person and having you here in Glendive. Trust things go well between now and then, and the Lord's blessing on you and your ministry.
Jim, thank you for this opportunity. Really, really appreciate it. God bless you guys.
And thanks to you, our KGLE listeners, for tuning in today. Don't forget, you can get basic information shared on our Getting to Know You programs at our KGLE website, www.kgle.org. And do tune in next time for our next edition of Getting to Know You, Fridays, 11:06 a.m., here on Gospel Radio KGLE.